where we left off. Chapter 2 of the Madhya Lila is entitled The Ecstatic Manifestations of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And we left off at text number 52. Pidabhir Navakala Kuta Katuta Garvasya Nirvasano Nisyandena Mudam Sudha Madhuri Mahankara Sankachana Prema Sundari Nanda Nandana Paro Jagarti Asyantare Gyayante Sputamasya Vakra Madhuraste Naiva Vikrantayaha. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke, My dear beautiful friend, if one develops love of Godhead, love of Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj, all the bitter and sweet influences of this love will manifest in one's heart. Such love of Godhead acts in two ways. The poisonous effects of love of Godhead defeat the severe and fresh poison of the serpent. Yet there is simultaneously transcendental bliss which pours down and defeats the pride of nectar and diminishes its value. In other words, love of Krishna is so powerful that it simultaneously defeats the poisonous effects of a snake as well as the happiness derived from pouring nectar on one's head. It is perceived as doubly effective, simultaneously poisonous and nectarian. Welcome back, Sakshi. I was worried about you. Hari Bol, welcome back. Purport. We're on text number 52. This verse is spoken by Paunamasi to Nandimukhi in the Vidagdha Madhava of Srila Rupa Goswami. Srila Rupa Goswami. So, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is experiencing in this particular section that we're studying, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is feeling the exact ecstasy that Radharani felt when Uddhava came to visit the gopis and the residents of Vrindavan with a letter sent from Krishna, which Uddhava read to them. And the feelings of ecstatic separation that were experienced, especially by Srimati Radharani, is what Lord Chaitanya is tasting at this time. Now, as far as this book, Vidagdha Madhava, Rupa Goswami wrote two books known as Vidagdha Madhava and Lalita Madhava, and in the very first chapter of the Antya Lila is the history of those two. Actually, they're two dramas. Originally, they were one drama, but when Rupa Goswami was staying in a particular city, he had a dream. He was visited by Satyabhama, one of the principal, eight principal queens of Dwaraka. And in that dream, Satyabhama told Rupa Goswami that you should write a separate drama, a separate book about me. And if you do that, it will be very, very wonderful. So what Rupa Goswami had done was put all the pastimes of Krishna, both in Vrindavan and Dwaraka, into one book or one drama. But when Lord Chaitanya came the next day after Rupa Goswami's dream with Satyabhama, Lord Chaitanya just said one thing to Rupa Goswami to confirm. Lord Chaitanya told Rupa Goswami that Krishna never leaves Vrindavan. So with that statement by Lord Chaitanya and the statement of the dream, Satyabhama, Rupa Goswami then took the one book. So one book this Vidugdha Madhava is all about Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan. And then the second book, which came out of that, is called Lalita Madhava, and that is the pastimes of Krishna in Dwaraka. So now let us continue with text number 53. Ye kale deke Jagannath Sri Rama Subhadra Sat Tabe jane ailama Kurukshetra Safala hoila jivana Dekilun Padmalochan Rudaila tanumana netra. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would see Jagannath, along with Balaram and Subhadra, he would immediately think that he had reached Kurukshetra, where all of them had come. He would think that his life was successful because he had seen the lotus-eyed one, whom, if seen, pacifies the body, mind, and eyes. So just in case you are not aware, or you have not been properly informed, this whole Jagannath deity, the way they look, is supposed to be when Krishna was reunited after so many long years, when Krishna was finally reunited with the residents of Vrindavan. We learn from Krishna book, and we'll be continuing our Krishna book tomorrow at 4 p.m. LA time. So we'll continue that tomorrow. So from Krishna book, we learn that when Krishna was 11 years old, he was taken by Akura. Him and Balaram were driven by Akura to Mathura. And of course, while there, Krishna killed Kamsa. And then he was reunited with his original parents, Vasudev and Devaki. And when Krishna was leaving Vrindavan, there was a very emotional scene headed by Srimati Radharani and the gopis and all the residents of Vrindavan. They didn't want Krishna to leave Vrindavan. And so Krishna promised them, "Don't worry, I'm coming right back. I just have to kill a few demons and then I'll return." But what happened was, after the killing of Kamsa, he was reunited with his original parents. And so that's when everything was revealed to Nanda and Yashoda, that Krishna was their foster son, not their real son. And so Krishna decided that he would spend some time with his original parents, who had not seen him in 11 years. And then after that, Krishna then became so-called entangled by marrying 16,108 wives. And so, although Krishna had promised that he would return, he didn't return. And so he had 16,108 palaces, and he had 10 sons and one daughter by each of those queens. And he never actually returned until this one day when there was a solar eclipse. All the residents of Dwaraka, the 16,000 queens, and all the residents of Vrindavan simultaneously met at Kurukshetra to observe the solar eclipse. And there was the emotional meeting of the gopis and Krishna and the residents of Vrindavan. And so this whole Jagannath, Balaram, Subhadra deities is the deity form is when that meeting arose, when the residents of Vrindavan met up finally with Krishna after so many long years. So in the Gaudiya Vaishnav Sampradaya, the Jagannath temple represents Kurukshetra, this scene where the gopis and the Radharani and residents of Vrindavan meet up again with Krishna. So the Jagannath temple represents Kurukshetra. Text number 54. Garudera Sanidane Rahe Kare Darashane Se anandera ki kahibe bale, garuda stambera tale ache ekad nimnakale, se kala bharila ashu jale. Staying near the garuda stamba, the Lord would look upon Lord Jagannath. What can be said about the strength of that love? On the ground beneath the column of the garuda stamba was a deep ditch, and that ditch was filled with the water of his tears. Purport. In front of the temple of Jagannath is a column on which the statue of Garuda is situated. It is called the Garuda Stamba. At the base of that column is a ditch, and that ditch was filled with the tears of the Lord. And before we go any further, I'd like to inspire all of you, in particular, those of you who are Indian, make sure that when you go to India, you visit the Jagannath Temple and you experience and get the darshan of Lord Jagannath and all of these incidents of the Chaitanya Charitamrita will come to life. Those of you who are not Indian may not be able to get into the temple, but those of you who are Indian, please take advantage, visit the Jagannath Temple and experience and get a feeling of this Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Text number 55. Tahan haite gare asi, matira upare vasi, nakke kare prithivi likan. Aha kahan Vrindavan, kahan Gopindra Nandan, kahan se vangshi vadana. When coming from the Jagannath temple to return to his house, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to sit on the ground and mark it with his nails. At such times, he would be greatly morose and would cry, "Alas, where is Vrindavan? Where is Krishna, the son of the king of the cowherd men? Where is that person who plays the flute?" Kahan se tribhanga tham, kahan se venugan, kahan se yamuna pulina, kahan se rasa bilas, kahan ritya gita has, kahan prabhu madana mohan. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to lament by saying, "Where is Sri Krishna, whose form is curved in three places? Where is the sweet song of his flute? And where is the bank of the Yamuna? Where is the rasa dance? Where is that dancing, singing, and laughing? Where is my lord Madan Mohan, the enchanter of Cupid?" Text number 57. Utila nana bhagaveg mane haila udveg, kshana matra nare gohaite, prabala vihahanale, darya haila kralamale, nana shloka lagila padite. In this way, various ecstatic emotions evolved, and the mind of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu filled with anxiety. He could not escape even for a moment. In this way, because of fierce feelings of separation, his patience began to totter, and he began to recite various verses. Text number 58. Amunya dhyanyani dinantarani, hare twad alokanam antarena. Anata bandhu karunaika sindo, hahanta hahanta katam nayami. O my Lord, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, O Friend of the Helpless, you are the only ocean of mercy. Because I have not met you, my inauspicious days and nights have become unbearable. I do not know how I shall pass the time. Purport. This is a verse from the Krishna Karnamrita by Bilvamangal Thakur. Text number 59. Tomara darshana vine adhyane e ratri dine, e kala najai katan, Tumi anatera bandhu apara karuna sindhu kripakari deha darashana. All these inauspicious days and nights are not passing, for I have not met you. It is difficult to know how to pass all this time, but you are the friend of the helpless and an ocean of mercy. Kindly give me your audience, for I am in a precarious position. Text 60. Utila bhav chapala manahila chanchala bhavera gati bhushan na jai adarshane pode mana kemane paba darshan krishna tai puchena upai. In this way, the Lord's restlessness was awakened by ecstatic feelings, and his mind became agitated. No one could understand which course such ecstasy would take. Because Lord Chaitanya could not meet the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, his mind burned. He began to ask Krishna about the means by which he could reach him. Text number 61. Tvach chaishavam tri bhuvanad bhutam ityevehi machchapalam chatavava mama vadi gamyam tatkim garomi viralang murali vilasi mudgam mukambujam udikshitum ikshanabhyam. O Krishna, O flute player, O sweetness of your early age is wonderful within these three worlds. You know my unsteadiness, and I know yours. No one else knows about this. I want to see your beautiful, attractive face somewhere in a solitary place. But how can this be accomplished? Purport, this is another quote from the Krishna Karnamrita of Bilvamangala Thakur. Text 62. Tomara madhuri bala tate mora chapala. A dwi dumi ami jani, kahan karong kahan jan, kahan gele toma pan, taha mora kahata apani. My dear Krishna, only you and I know the strength of your beautiful features, and because of them, my unsteadiness. Now, this is my position. I do not know what to do or where to go. Where can I find you? I am asking you to give directions. 63. Nana bhavera prabalya hoila sandi shabalya bhave bhave naila maharan autsukya chapala dainya rosa marsha adi sainya premon mada sabara karana. Because of the various kinds of ecstasy, contradictory states of mind occurred, and this resulted in a great fight between different types of ecstasy: anxiety, impotence, humility, anger, and impatience were all like soldiers fighting, and the madness of love of Godhead was the cause. Purport. In the Bhakti-risamrita Sindhu, and of course we know that as the nectar of devotion, because of Srila Prabhupada, it is stated that when similar ecstasies from separate causes meet, they are called swarup sandhi. When opposing elements meet, whether they arise from a common cause or different causes, their conjunction is called bina rupa sandhi. The meeting of contradictory ecstasies, the simultaneous joining of different ecstasies, fear and happiness, regret and happiness, is called meeting, sandhi. The word shabalya refers to different types of ecstatic symptoms combined together, like pride, despondency, humility, remembrance, doubt, impatience caused by insult, fear, disappointment, patience, and eagerness. The friction that occurs when these combined is called shabalya. Similarly, when the desire to see the object is very prominent, or when one is unable to tolerate any delay in seeing the desired object, the incapability is called autsukya, or eagerness. If such eagerness is present, one's mouth dries up and one becomes restless. One also becomes full of anxiety, and hard breathing and impatience are observed. Similarly, the lightness of heart caused by strong attachment and strong agitation of the mind is called impotence, chapalya. Failure of judgment, misuse of words, and obstinate activities devoid of anxiety are observed. Similarly, when one becomes too angry at the other party, offensive and abominable speech occurs, and this anger is called rosha. When one becomes impatient due to being scolded or insulted, the resultant state of mind is called amarsha. In this state of mind, one perspires, acquires a headache, fades in bodily color, and experiences anxiety and an urge to search out the remedy. The bearing of a grudge, aversion, and chastisement are all visible symptoms. Text number 64. Mata gaja bhava gana prabhura deha ikshuvana gaja yude vanera dalana prabhur haila divyon mad tanu manera as avasad Bhavaveshe kare sambodhana. The body of the Lord was just like a field of sugar cane into which the mad elephants of ecstasy entered. There was a fight amongst the elephants, and in the process the entire field of sugar cane was destroyed. Thus transcendental madness was awakened in the body of the Lord, and he experienced despondency in mind and body. In this ecstatic condition, he began to speak as follows. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Very good. Let us now continue. Text number 65. He Deva, He Daita, He Bhavunaika Bando, He Krishna, He Chapala, He Karunaika Sindho, He Nate, He Ramana, He Nayana Biram, Haha Kada Nu, Bhavatasi, Padang Drishor Me. O my Lord, O dearest one, O only friend of the universe, O Krishna, O restless one, O only ocean of mercy, O my Lord, O my enjoyer, O beloved to my eyes, alas, when will you again be visible to me? This is from the Krishna Karnamrita. This reminds us of what we sing in ISKCON in the 15 days where Lord Jagannath is not visible in the temple. When ISKCON does the Snana Yatra 15 days before Rath Yatra, then after the Snana Yatra, Lord Jagannath gets sick and goes into seclusion, and he gets medicine in the form of juices and khichdi. And during those 2 weeks, the devotees, they sing this song, Jagannatha Swami Nayana Patagami Bhavatu Me. 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 Text number 66. Unmadera lakshan karaya Krishna spuran bhava veshe ute pranaya man solanta vachana riti mana garava vyaja stuti kabu ninda kabu va saman. The symptoms of madness served as an impetus for remembering Krishna. The mood of ecstasy awoke love, disdain, defamation by words, pride, honor, and indirect prayer. Thus, Sri Krishna was sometimes blasphemed and sometimes honored. Purport. The word unmad is explained in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, or Nectar of Devotion, as extreme joy, misfortune, and bewilderment in the heart due to separation. Symptoms of unmad are laughing like a madman, dancing, singing, performing ineffectual activities, talking nonsense, running, shouting, and sometimes working in contradictory ways. The word pranaya is explained thus. When there is a possibility of receiving direct honor, but it is avoided, that love is called pranay. Srila Rupa Goswami in his Ujvala Nilamani explains the word mana thus. When the lover feels novel sweetness by exchanging hearty loving words, but wishes to hide his feelings by crooked meanings, mana is experienced. Text 67. Tumi deva krida rata bhuvanera nari jata tahe kara abhishta kridan tumi mora daita mote vaise tomara chitta mora bhagye kaile agaman. In the attitude of Radharani, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu addressed Krishna, "My dear Lord, you are engaged in your pastimes and utilize all the women in the universe according to your desire. You are so kind to me. Please divert your attention to me, for by fortune you have appeared before me." Text 68. Bhuvanera narigana sabha kara akarshan tahan kara sabha samadhan tume krishna chittahara aiche kono pamar tomare va keba kare man. My dear Lord, you attract all the women of the universe, and you make adjustments for all of them when they appear. You are Lord Krishna, and you can enchant everyone. But on the whole, you are nothing but a devotee. Who can honor you? Text 69. Tomara chapala mate ekatra nahaya stiti tate tomara nahi kichu dosha tumi ta karuna sindhu amara parana bandhu tomaya nahi mora kabu rosha. My dear Krishna, your mind is always restless. You cannot remain in one place, but you are not at fault for this. You are actually the ocean of mercy, the friend of my heart. Therefore, I have no reason to be angry with you. 70. Tumi nata vrajapran, vrajera kara paritran, bahu karye nahi avakash. Tumi amara ramana sukadite agamana, etamara vaidagda vilas. My dear Lord, you are the master in the life and soul of Vrindavan. Kindly arrange for the deliverance of Vrindavan. We have no leisure hours away from our many activities. Actually, you are my enjoyer. You have appeared just to give me happiness. and this is one of your expert activities. Purport. The word Vaidagya means that one is very expert, learned, humorous, cunning, beautiful, and skilled in manifesting characters. 71. Mora Vakya Nindamani Krishna Chari Gela Jani Shuna Mora E Stuti Vachan Nayanera Abhiram Tumi Mora Dhana Pran Haha Puna Deha Darashan. Taking my words as defamation, Lord Krishna has left me. I know that he is gone, but kindly hear my prayers in praise. You are the satisfaction of my eyes. You are my wealth and my life. Alas, please give me your audience once again. 72. Stamba Kampa Prasved Vaivanya Ashru Svarabed Deahoila Pulake Vyapita Hase Kande Nache Gai Uti Iti Uti Dai Kshane Bhume Padiya Murchita. There were different transformations in the body of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Being stunned, trembling, perspiring, fading away of color, weeping, and choking of the voice. In this way, his whole body was pervaded by transcendental joy. As a result, sometimes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would laugh, sometimes cry, sometimes dance, and sometimes sing. Sometimes he would get up and run here and there, and sometimes fall on the ground and lose consciousness. Purport. In the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Nectar of Devotion, 8 kinds of transcendental changes taking place in the body are described. Stambha, being stunned, refers to the mind's becoming transcendentally absorbed. In that state, the peaceful mind is placed on the life air, and different bodily transformations are manifest. These symptoms are visible in the body of an advanced devotee. When life becomes almost inactive, it is called stunned. The emotions resulting from this condition are joy, fear, astonishment, moroseness, and anger. In this condition, the power of speech is lost, and there is no movement in the hands and legs. Otherwise, being stunned is a mental condition. Many other symptoms are visible on the entire body in the beginning. These are very subtle, but gradually they become very apparent. When one cannot speak, naturally one's active senses are arrested, and the knowledge-acquiring senses are rendered inoperative. So the knowledge-acquiring senses are the eyes, ears, nose, tongue, and skin. Those are the knowledge-acquiring senses. Kampa, trembling of the body, is mentioned in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, or Nectar of Devotion, as a result of a special kind of fear, anger, and joy. This is called vaipatu, or kampa. When the body begins to perspire because of joy, fear, and anger combined, this is called sveda. Vaivanya is described as a change in the bodily color. It is caused by a combination of moroseness, anger, and fear. When these emotions are experienced, the complexion turns pale and the body becomes lean and thin. Ashru is explained in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, or Nectar of Devotion, as a combination of joy, anger, and moroseness that causes water to flow from the eyes without effort. When there is joy and there are tears in the eyes, the temperature of the tears is cold, but when there is anger, the tears are hot. In both cases, the eyes are restless. The eyeballs are red, and there is itching. These are all symptoms of Ashru. When there is a combination of moroseness, astonishment, anger, joy, and fear, there is a choking of the voice. This choking is called Gadgada. Sri Chaitanya refers to Gadgada Rudaya Gira, or a faltering voice. That, of course, is from the Shikshastakam prayers, which I encourage all of you to please memorize the Shikshastakam prayers, English and Sanskrit. And if you can, the word-for-word meanings. Please learn the Shikshastakam. This is such an important thing to learn. So that line, Gadgada Rudaya Gira, or a faltering voice. In the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, or Nectar of Devotion, Pulaka is described as joy, encouragement, and fear. When these combine, the hairs on the body stand on end, and this bodily state is called Pulaka. Text 73. Murchaya hoila sakhaktrakar uti kare huhunkar kahe e aila mahashay. Krishnara madhuri guha gune nana brahma hoi mane shloka padi kare nishchay. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was thus unconscious, he happened to meet the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He got up immediately, made a tumultuous sound very loudly, declaring, "Now Krishna, the Great Personality, is present." In this way, because of Krishna's sweet qualities, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made different types of mistakes in his mind. Thus, by reciting the following verse, he ascertained the presence of Lord Krishna. Text 74. Mara swayam nu madhura dyuti mandalam nu madhuryam eva nu mano nayanamritam nu veni mriju nu mama jivata valabo nu krishnonium abhudyayate mama lochanaya. In the attitude of Radharani, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu addressed the gopis, "My dear friends, where is that Krishna, Cupid personified, who has the effulgence of a kadamba flower, who is sweetness itself, the nectar of my eyes and mind, he who loosens the hairs of the gopis, who is the supreme source of transcendental bliss and my life and soul? Has he come before my eyes again?" This is another verse from the Krishna Karnamrita. Kiba e sakshat kam dyuti bimba murtiman ki madhurya swayam murtimanta kiba mano netrotsav kiba prana vallabh satya krishna aila netrananda. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then began to talk like this: "Is Cupid personified present with the effulgence and the reflection of that kadamba tree? Is he the same person, personified sweetness, who is the pleasure of my eyes and mind, who is my life and soul? Has Krishna actually come before my eyes?" 76. Guru Nana Bhava Gana Shishya Prabhur Tanu Mana Nana Rite Satata Nachai Nirveda Vishada Danya Chapalya Harsha Darya Manyu E Nrite Prabhur Kala Jai. As the spiritual master chastises the disciple and teaches them the art of devotional service, so all the ecstatic symptoms of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, including despondency, moroseness, humility, restlessness, joy, endurance, and anger, instructed his body and mind. In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu passed his time. Chandidas Vidyapati Rayera Nataka Giti Kanamrita Sri Gita Govinda Sarupa Ramanande Sane Mahaprabhu Ratri Dini Gai Shune Parama Ananda. He also passed his time reading the books and singing the songs of Chandidas and Vidyapati, and listening to the quotations from the Jagannath Vallabha Natak, Krishna Karnamrita, and Gita Govinda. Thus, in the association of Swarup Damodar and Ramananda Roy, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu passed his days and nights chanting and hearing with great pleasure. 78. Purira Vatsalya Mukya Ramanandera Shuddha Sakya Govindadhyera Shuddha Dasya Ras Gadadara Jagara Ananda Swarupera Mukya Rasananda Echari Bhave Prabhu Vash. Among his associates, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu enjoyed paternal loving affection from Paramananda Puri, friendly affection with Ramananda Roy, unalloyed service from Govinda and others, and humors of conjugal love with Gadadhar, Jagadananda, and Swarup Damodar. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu enjoyed all these four mellows, and thus he remained obliged to his devotee's purport. Paramananda Puri is said to have been Uddhava in Vrindavan. His affections with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were on the platform of paternal love. This was because Paramananda Puri happened to be the godbrother of the spiritual master of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Similarly, Ramananda Roy, who is considered to be an incarnation of Arjuna and by some an incarnation of Vishakha Devi, enjoyed unalloyed fraternal love with the Lord. Unalloyed personal service was enjoyed by Govinda and others. In the presence of his most confidential devotees, like Gadadhar Pandit, Jagadananda, and Swarup Damodar, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu enjoyed the ecstatic conditions of Srimati Radharani in her conjugal relationship with Krishna. Absorbed in these four transcendental mellows, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu resided in Jagannath Puri, feeling very much obliged to his devotees. Lila Shuka Martya Jana Chara Haye Bhavod Gama Ishwara Seki Iha Vismai Tahe Mukhi Rashashrai Ha Iachina Mahashai Tate Haye Sarva Bhavodai. Lila Shuka, Bilvamangala Thakur, was an ordinary human being. Yet, he developed many ecstatic symptoms in his body. What then is so astonishing about these symptoms being manifest in the body of the Supreme Personality of Godhead? In that ecstatic mood of conjugal love, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was on the highest platform. Therefore, all the exuberant ecstasies were naturally visible in his body. Purport. Lila Shuka is Bilvamangala Thakur Goswami. He was a South Indian, a Brahmin, and his former name was Shilana Mishra. When he was a householder, he became attracted to a prostitute named Chintamani. But he took her advice and became renounced. Thus he wrote a book named Shanti Shataka, and later, by the mercy of Lord Krishna and the Vaishnavas, he became a great devotee. Thus he became famous as Bilvamangala Thakur Goswami. On that elevated platform, he wrote a book named Krishna Karnamrita, which is very famous among Vaishnavas. Since he exhibited so many ecstatic symptoms, people used to call him Lila Shuka. So, if I remember, I'd like to tell you a little bit about Bilvamangala Thakur, as I remember from Srila Prabhupada. So, Bilvamangala Thakur was attached to this prostitute, Chintamani, and It appears that Bilvamangala Thakur had a problem with too much attraction to the opposite sex. So one night, in order to meet his lover, prostitute girlfriend, Chintamani, it was pouring rain, and he had to cross a river that was overflowing. And in order to cross the river, he used a dead body. And then he had to scale a wall. And to scale the wall, he had to use a snake. And when he arrived at the doorstep of his prostitute girlfriend, Chintamani, it was in the dead of night. And when she saw how he had come to her in such a tremendous way, undergoing all these tribulations in the pouring rain, she said to him, acting as his spiritual master, that if you had simply used the same kind of determination to serve Krishna, the same determination that you have used to see me, if you had used that same energy for achieving God consciousness, then you would be so successful. So that very moment, it woke Bilvamangala up. It was like his spiritual master was speaking to him through the words of this prostitute. And so, right then and there, he decided to surrender to Krishna. But as he was on his way, he stayed at the home of a Brahmin. And the Brahmin had a beautiful wife, and again lusty desires afflicted Bilvamangala's heart. So Bilvamangala asked the Brahmin that, "I want to enjoy your wife." So the Brahmin agreed. So when Bilvamangala was alone with the Brahmin's wife, he said to her, "Give me your hairpin." And so she gave him the hairpin. And with that hairpin, he gouged his eyes and made himself blind. And he said, "It's only because of these eyes that I am attracted to the opposite sex, the beautiful form of woman. It's all because of these eyes. So now I make myself blind. So now I won't fall down anymore to the attraction of the opposite sex due to my eyes." So Bilvamangala then spent many years in Vrindavan. And as we just read, he became a celebrated pure devotee of Krishna. And there's another purport where Prabhupada talks about Bilvamangala Thakur. And I'm going to see if I can find that purport. In the meantime, we'll sing something until I can find it. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And tomorrow, we'll continue our Krishna book class that we have every week. Mangala. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. All right, so I found the purport. So this is from the Adi Lila chapter 1, text 57. Chintamanir jayati somogiri guru me siksha guruscha bhagavan chiki pincha mauli yat pada kalpatur pallava shekareshu lila swayangvara rasang labate jayashri. All glories to Chintamani and my initiating spiritual master, Somagiri. All glories to my instructing spiritual master, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who wears peacock feathers in his crown. Under the shade of his lotus feet, which are like desire trees, Jayashri, so Jayashri is another name for Srimati Radharani. Under the shade of his lotus feet, which are like desire trees, Jayashri, Srimati Radharani, enjoys the transcendental mellow of an eternal consort. Purport. This verse is from Krishna Karnamrita, which was written by a great Vaishnava sannyasi named Bilvamangala Thakur, who is also known as Lilashuka. He intensely desired to enter into the eternal pastimes of the Lord, and he lived at Vrindavan for 700 years in the vicinity of Brahmakund, a still existing bathing tank in Vrindavan. The history of Bilvamangala Thakur is given in a book called Sri Vallabha Digvijay. He appeared in the 8th century of the Shaka era in the province of Dravida and was the chief disciple of Vishnu Swami. In a list of temples and monasteries kept in Shankaracharya's monastery in Dwaraka, Bilvamangala is mentioned as the founder of the Dwarakadish temple there. He entrusted the service of his deity to Hari Brahmachari, a disciple of Vallabha Bhatt. Bilvamangala Thakur actually entered into the transcendental pastimes of the Lord Krishna. He has recorded his transcendental experiences and appreciation in the book known as Krishna Karnamrita. In the beginning of that book, he has offered his obeisances to his different gurus, and it is to be noted that he has adored all of them equally. The first spiritual master mentioned is Chintamani, who was one of his instructing spiritual masters because she first showed him the spiritual path. Chintamani was a prostitute with whom Bilvamangala was intimate earlier in his life. She gave him the inspiration to begin on the path of devotional service, and because she convinced him to give up material existence to try for perfection by loving Krishna, he has first offered his respects to her. Next, he offers his respects to his initiating spiritual master, Somagiri, and then to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who was also his instructing spiritual master. He explicitly mentions Bhagavan, who has peacock feathers on his head, because the Lord of Vrindavan, Krishna, the cowherd boy, used to come to Bilvamangala to talk with him and supply him with milk. In his adoration of Sri Krishna, the Personality of Godhead, he states that Jayashri, the goddess of fortune, or Srimati Radharani, takes shelter in the shade of his lotus feet to enjoy the transcendental rasa of nuptial love. The complete treatise, Krishna Karnamrita, is dedicated to the transcendental pastimes of Sri Krishna and Srimati Radharani. It is a book to be read and understood by the most elevated devotees of Sri Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So we'll end our class here and pick up next time.